like to be in control of situations. How can I know when I'm crossing the line of letting God control the timing of something versus me pushing for something to happen?
Yeah, that's a control issue. Yeah, have you noticed how we kind of like to all be in charge? And God has been running the universe without our help all this time. How has he managed, you know? It's a trust issue, I think. It's a patience issue. Give God time to accomplish what God's going to accomplish. And there's something very freeing about realizing you're not in control of large numbers of things. Now, there's also very freeing to realize you are in control of certain things. The choice of how you use your time, to a degree. Though there are certain demands that come your way. But nonetheless, there are choices you make. So exercise control where control is entrusted to you. You're a steward. You're a steward of life, of time, of money, of children. Take more control with money. The Financial Peace University, for those, I know not everybody here goes to Good Shepherd, but and a number of people are coming to that from other churches as well, and other churches have Financial Peace University. How many of you are familiar with Financial Peace University? So anybody certainly that's a Good Shepherd has heard a lot about it, and it's very worthwhile. Controlling what you can control with your finances, staying out of debt, or really restricting your debt, limiting your debt to the purchase of a house, and even then, a house that's within your means, and all those kinds of things. I highly recommend that's a way of taking control where you can. In the areas where you can't have control, there are health issues with family members. You do what you can do, but in the final analysis, worry doesn't help. Micromanagement of, sometimes there's, okay, go on the internet and try to find some helpful thing if your kid has a certain condition. But at some point, get off the internet. Stop looking stuff up. It's like everybody's got a solution. Everybody's got a cure for everything.